you don't have the time to think who's left behind in the real world. Watching game shows all day was no kind of deal. It all seemed oh so surreal. Had to break from the real world. But where is the real world? One day you'll wake up and you will feel I'm alive. This is real. Your friends came down to visit from all over to see firsthand the brand new start you made, but you were overqualified.
Oh, good morning, everybody out there in West Marin and beyond. This is KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 San Geronimo Valley. Coming up right now is the West Marin Naturalist Hour with myself, Seamus, Dallas, and Liz. And then it's going to be a blast. We have a guest in the studio, and they're going to be great, too.
Which is always a delight.
Which is always a delight, yeah. Especially when they're our friends. but we do have let's go with a quick announcement here.
KWMR is underwritten by the Environmental Action Committee of West Marin, presenting the 17th annual Point Reyes Birding and Nature Festival. Over 50 events for birders of all ages will take place in Marin and Sonoma counties from April 24th to 26th. More information at pointreyesbirdingfestival.org. And I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert it before our intro song and weather and all of that. We have Jessica Taylor on the show today, but we're going to talk all about Birdfest. But first, you got a little.
I got a song.
I would love that.
Let's play our intro song. Be right back. Everybody, band's back together. We're all in the studio, happy as clams. What a nice weekend we had, huh?
Yeah, a little windy on Saturday.
After the wind Saturday,
yeah, great.
The one little blip of wind.
You gotta keep things spicy somehow, you know.
Totally. Yeah. It's like a little, you know, like a intro of what's to come for spring, I guess.
Yeah, the windy season. But oh man, was it nice out there last night? You know, I was out doing the bioluminescence, and best it gets. It was in primo conditions, and it was just like fish going off. You know, like looking like seeing like lightning in the water of all these fish darting. It was beautiful.
This is some of the best bioluminescence before the spring comes in and kind of mixes it up. So it's like the sweet spot, the hidden sweet spot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We actually have some spaces left on our bioluminescence tour. Point Reyes Venture Company, a little shameless plug
da,
there.
Da, da.
And actually, speaking about, you know, weather, let's actually talk about the weather for the week. It actually looks like we have a heat advisory in our forecast.
A tropical heat wave.
Yeah, the travel is hot. It was supposed to be like 82 degrees in Point Reyes Station for all the way through the weekend. So get ready for it. You know, get your sunblock on. Looks like our lows at nighttime will be in the lower 50s as well. So pretty nice weather for the next week.
Wow. You know, kind of interesting along that point. You know, I had someone on my tour last night that works in marine biology, and she was mentioning actually the ocean temperatures right now are 2 to 4 degrees higher than they normally are, which is a little scary.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I was just going to say, springtime, you know, hopefully we'll get that wind will come in and it'll cool the ocean down.
Yeah, that's
what it's supposed to do. Yeah.
I have to remind myself of that when the wind blows because, you know, it just gets into every inch of you and you're like, okay, we need this for the ocean.
It's so irritating. Makes me angry.
Well, and speaking about the ocean, if you're heading out there, your tide's today for Marshall, California. Our next high tide is 4.9 feet at 10:55 a.m. And our next low tide is a -0.3 feet at 6 p.m.
Sunset tide pool in action.
Usually, and this is when I would pass it off to Liz to introduce today's guest. We kind of know who it is, but maybe tell us a little bit more about Jessica.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, how's it going?
Could you maybe tell us? You've worked at EAC for a long time. Mm-hmm. How long have you been there? What's your role there?
Well, I'm Jessica Taylor, and I'm the Donor Engagement and Events Director, and I've been there about 10 years this May.
Wow.
Yeah. So primarily, you know, I do put the fun in fundraising.
Yes, you do. You know how to have a good time, that's for sure.
Yeah. So lots of people know me. I worked at the park in Prince and now landed here at EAC, and my primary role there is to engage our donors through membership and events, and our biggest event of the year, celebrating the wonder and wildlife of Marin, happening April 24th to 26th, the Point Reyes Birding and Nature Festival.
Well, and you mentioned that you were a ranger as well, and you've been in the conservation world, environmental world for a long time. What brought you into the environmental world? Sounds like we got into that in the last time we had you out here.
Good question. I think the thing was is, you know, I used to go camping with my parents when I was young, and while it was scary because I was a city girl, you know, I always felt this sense of like, wow, wonder, curiosity, like there was, it never tired me. So once I got to the point of college, I just was like, I want to do something outdoors. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was going to community college, and my community college offered forestry. Now, I wasn't stoked on like cutting down trees and stuff, but I went the recreational way because I was like, well, I love talking to people and I love getting people excited. And that led me to working in Yosemite, which then led me to Point Reyes for a 6-month job. And as the story goes in Point Reyes,
I came here for an internship and never left.
And never left, right? So here we are 26 years later.
I call it the West Marin trap. You come to West Marin and you get sucked in the vortex in a good way.
Yeah.
But it's the most beautiful trap.
Yeah, definitely.
That. And then, you worked. How long did you work at the park?
I worked at the park on and off for 7 years, you know, primarily in like visitor services. They call it interpretation, but then everyone is like, what's that?
What's interpretation? So
basically running visitor centers and giving tours at the lighthouse and stuff like that. I lived at the lighthouse when I first moved here. So that was a great introduction to being on, like, you know, there's one thing being in Yosemite in the backcountry, and then there's one thing being plopped at the end of the world, it felt like, at the ocean. And I remember the first time I saw bioluminescence, I was like, what? Like, having come from the Central Valley. So it was,
but wasn't that like pre-internet?
No, but it was.
You should see the face. Just
but it was pre-cell phone. Like, I got my cell phone like that first winter, and those cell phones didn't even text. So, you know,
back that's in my day when I was at the lighthouse, we had pagers.
We had to send smoke signals with the and send the
and
foghorn.
Well, you do put the fun in fundraising. And this the Bird Fest for the EAC is one of the biggest fundraisers of the year, right?
Correct. It is the biggest fundraiser of the year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it, you know, while primarily we have mostly people from Marin and the Bay Area, we do have a few folks that come from Arizona and Colorado and different places, and a lot of people that have moved away, that this gives them the opportunity to come back, you know, and say, oh, I'm going to visit people and get connected with people. But our guides, you know, they tour around the world, and a lot of them are award-winning, and even if they're not, they deserve them. And so, you know, including Point Reyes Adventure Co. here, who we have. it's an exciting place to be, getting people excited about the outdoors and how to do that in an environmentally ethical kind of way. So it's basically, we use this as a thing as like what we're protecting through our advocacy and education programs is like, this is what we're getting people outside to see, the place that we're protecting and the places you love.
Mm-hmm. What's that one quote? We use it on our show.
I would like to use it.
I'm going to have to start paying Baba Dayom. In the end, we will only conserve what we love. We only love what we understand, and we only understand what we're taught.
Yeah.
So people have to have experiences to appreciate things. And that goes for things other than the natural world, too. Right. That's like art and literature and music. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's all about exposure.
Yeah. That's a tenet even of when I worked at the Park Service, mm-hmm. like in interpretation or visitor services. It's taking someone to the next step in their journey of awareness so that they care about the resource.
Yep.
I mean, if it's looking back at this area's history, if people didn't care, this would be a very different place.
Yeah, right.
Totally. So, yeah. And speaking of caring, we've been kind of mentioning EAC briefly, but for some of the listeners who don't know EAC, you want to mm-hmm. briefly kind of tell us a little bit more about EAC? And...
Sure. Well, we're celebrating 55 years this year. So since 1971, we've been protecting these places you love, the lands, waters, and biodiversity, which
That's
basically—
before the time of pagers.
Yes, it was. I mean, it all started with people just like you guys right here in this room, right? Mm-hmm. It was a concerned group of people. There had been an oil spill. They got That's together, right. And then eventually EAC formed out of that. And quite honestly, for years, I mean, up until the mid-2000s, it really was like an ED and a board and with a little bit of part-time help. Mm. And in the last 10 years that I've been there, we've really grown and been able to do more things. And it's getting harder out there, you know, climate change, the administration trying to revoke a lot of environmental laws. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Coastal Act, which is a big part of what saves our coast.
Yeah.
So in essence, I mean, the easiest way to understand what we do is we protect the coast. And it takes time, you know. It's not something like every year we have things we can tell you we've done, but it's tireless advocacy, working with Marin supervisors and lawmakers to influence policies here. So like we got an offshore oil ban so that people can't create infrastructure on land so that they can't offshore oil drill. But all that's coming back up with this current administration. So it's like, what does Peter Douglas say? The coast is never saved. Mm-hmm. It's always being saved mm-hmm. kind of thing. Yeah. So that's what we do in essence.
It's pretty amazing.
The coast is a verb, not a noun.
Yeah.
And that seems quite true in all sort of environmental advocacy and work. It's like it's a constant process of – it's not like, oh, we did this. We're done. It, mm-hmm. You know, it's saved.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
And also like science and data emerges, right? And so priorities shift and – community values and things like that. So it is an ever-evolving
100%.
And complex.
Oh, yeah.
So complex. And that's why it takes a long time to also do it and keep those things in place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great that we have the Nature Bird Festival to be a birding and nature festival. I was just turning around.
Who? What goes first? The birds or the nature?
I know, totally.
Birds. So the Bright Rays Birding and Nature Festival.
Did it start as just a focus on birds and then it became more of a broader focus?
The name has always been the same.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
The option for, you know, birding is like a... You know, it's a national sport, you know, basically. It seems like you get to be
America's pastime.
Yeah, you get to be my age and everyone's like, oh, now I'm interested in birds. Birding. You know, like, look at that bird.
Birding is going to be in the next Olympics, I think.
Yeah, I think so, right? It should be anyhow. So, no, it's been everything. And I've tried to expand that. So, you know, because not everyone is a birder, you know, or interested in birds. So, you know, we have things like... Like, for instance, Point Reyes Adventure Co. goes out kayaking. So that's a sport, right? It's a skill set. There's in itself, that is an adventure, but they're paired up with Teresa Harlan of the Alliance for Felix Cove. So we have our Coast Miwok partners out there telling their own story on their own land. And that's really special and a unique opportunity to do that. We also have things like Allison here at our local apothecary, which is a hardware word for me
apothecary.
To say.
Apothecary.
Thank you. I always screw that one up. She's doing a class on like medicine and plants.
Oh, is that new?
That was new last year.
Oh, yeah. And she's amazing.
Yeah, she's doing it again. So like there's something like for everyone, right? Yeah. There is like whale watching with Chris Pincedich down at the White House, you know, so that's very specific. There's wildflower walks. There's photography events. So it really, you don't have to be a birder to go. Yeah. You just have to be interested in something outdoors. And then we have 59 events that you can look at and choose. Though I will say, we're so grateful to all of our donors and sponsors that we've sold out 34 events already.
34 out of 59.
Yeah. Because you hear 54, like, oh, cool, like, what abundance. But they sell out so fast. Some of them, like, as soon as they're open, they're, like, sold out that day.
Yeah. Well, one of the only perks we can really provide our members is early bird registration, which you can become a member now and get it next year, which happens in February. But they get a week before the public to sign up. And so many events go, including like Joe Mueller's owl classes within 10 minutes are out. So if you're an owler out there and you have some skills, call me up at 415-663-9312 because we're always in need of more owl classes. People seem very enamored with them.
I love hearing that, like, especially that I'm selling out within 10 minutes. You know, you hear of like football tickets and Taylor Swift tickets that sell out that fast, but like birding festival tickets, like that's so cool.
I'm like, thank God for the curiosity out there. Are still in the world that people want to be involved in. I find it comes from all over the place, you know. The other thing I've noticed, too, is, like, you know, you guys, whenever you call up someplace and you're, like, need help, it's AI. Like, I've had, like, three different people tell us when they call, oh, my God, this has been so great. You've been so helpful. Can't believe I don't have to talk to AI. So it's just, like, keeping it personal and, like, really trying to get people excited about what we do and, like, what's around here. Because as you all know, in travel, when, you know, any day in Point Reyes is an amazing,
stunning
wildlife landscape day. And you go other places and sometimes you're like, where am I? Where's the wildlife? What's happening here? So we're in a really extremely lucky place being along the Pacific Flyway with all these different habitats and a really mild climate.
Yeah. And I mean, it seems like the Birding and Nature Festival really highlight like a broad, I mean, yeah, the aspects of what makes this area cool. Like, there's something for everybody here. Mm-hmm. Before we kind of get into some of these classes, which I definitely want to do, I'm sure people are curious about the whole layout of the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's weekend, right?
Yeah. Weekend.
So, like, what the whole kind of structure of the Birding Festival looks like.
Yeah, well, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And for the most part, really, anybody can take an event during the day. It's rare to be able to take a really early morning class and then another class. Most of the events will end at 3 p.m. so that people can come to the Friday or Saturday night keynotes, which are really cool. It's the only time because we're not in a big area with a big conference center, like, you know, like where people are staying and then they have big vendor things. So it's the only time the festival people come together, both guides, staff, attendees. We have some food, we have some drinks, and we hear from an incredible speaker. So, and then Sunday, there's classes, no keynote, but we do have a free family day called Wings and Wild Things
out here in downtown
Point Reyes. Yeah.
Nice. And that's on the Sunday, right?
That's on Sunday, 10 to 2. And it's wonderful. We have Alliance for Felix Cove that will be there making Thule items with people. We have this woman, Sayla Vick, from San Francisco, who is an amazing artist who made a pack of stickers for leather products that'll be putting them on. And we have local, like, environmental education groups, like In Place and a children's storyteller. And of course, the first thing that happens at the day is live bird ambassadors from All About Owls. There's lots more people that are coming. California State Parks, Point Blue is coming. So it's a great chance to get to learn. Basically, kids get a passport. Yeah, and then they have to go to all these stations with touch tables and different stuff. And then at the end, they get a little bag of treats, which I'm currently working on because I'm running that this year as well. So, like, it'll have, like, little seed packs in there to grow some flowers and just trying to encourage them to keep the kind of learning and stuff going on after the day.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. You should put an ant farm in there for each.
Oh, and a cute coffee radio. I think they're just called Cute Radio here, but they're KWMR celebrities. Program. They bring the funk and the groove.
Oh,
they will also be playing.
Music to my ears. Yeah. Music to my ears. Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's always such a cool vibe.
Okay, really important burning question. Owl Pellets, will they be at the kids?
Do you know
there?
How many times we've referenced Owl Pellets? And I don't think we've ever had an owl show.
And I know Seamus loves Owl Pellets. It's like his thing. So here's the thing. We used to get Owl Pellets donated for free from this company for years, and we'd have leftovers, so we didn't have to ask every year. And now no one's donating them.
Oh, really?
And they're like $4 a piece.
Oh. So $4 a pellet?
Yeah. So if someone's out there that wants Seamus to make a donation so we can purchase some, I've been trying to get some grants, and we will be applying to Westmoreland Funds thing. But like just to pay for this, because this whole event we put on for free for families, and it's a bilingual, so it's really important. Well, I mean, I think it's nice to have 100 pellets, you know, I mean, because you know what, people, they can do them right there or they can take them home. And we have all the guides and everything. Like we have these laminated ones for there. We also have paper ones they can take home with them. But it's always that discovery, that hands-on, like what am I looking at and trying to understand how nature works. And you know, we're always reading those kids' books, How to Poop. This is like a whole different how to regurgitate.
Totally. And dissecting is so important. It allows you just to be able to understand what's happening and get a bigger understanding of it all. But, you know.
And you get to play with bones.
I didn't like dissecting the frogs. It wasn't really my
job.
You know what I mean? So it was like the pellets, I'm with you.
Everybody in this room just went, no frogs. Yes, owl pellets.
Totally. We're like, it's already done. The animal ate. We're
no
good.
One was harmed in the making of owl pellets. It's like the vegan way to science.
But that Sunday event's such a great benefit to our community and our kids out here. So I'm so glad that that's become a major part of it.
It is, and it's like we have all these partners, you know, which are just fantastic in their own right that are in our community doing wild, fun things as well. And for them to come out for the day and be like, yeah, we'll totally participate with different – so every booth will have an activity that kids or, you know – kids of any age, really. You know?
I was going to say, I know it's geared towards kids, but, you know, as an adult, I feel like a kid in a candy store.
Because Seamus and I worked it. We're like taking our break. We're like going to all the tables, you know, playing with everything.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. I mean, curiosity, you know, never dies, right? Yeah. Hopefully you always carry that with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it looks like you have an art show before the actual event?
So we've been doing – so during the pandemic, EAC had been in the livery building there in downtown Point Reyes by the old Cowgirl Barn. And in that – where Visions is for like 20 years. And then we moved over into like where the old printing press was or, you know
– Nucci.
Or Nucci. Yeah. So that really gave us a place so that we could run events from there. I'm sorry, what was the question? I totally forgot.
Art show.
Oh, yes, the art show. Thank you. I'm all blah, 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 blah. And so we've been hosting like little educational exhibits in there and also art shows. So Allison Spreadborough will be our artist this year. And she does a watercolor kind of landscape. So it's called Shore to Inspire Coastal Landscapes of Point Reyes. And we're launching it prior to the Bird Fest. So April 4th, we invite everyone to come out to 65 3rd Street, Suite 12 from 1 to 3. We'll have some refreshments, some drinks, and we'll get an intro to how art and conservation coexist. I mean, many of our parks here across the land, or especially the first national parks, were all inspired by artists. Mm-hmm. So that's the legacy we're trying to continue. And so she makes money as an artist, because we all know artists need to make money, and then a portion of those proceeds go to us. So every sale is a commitment to art and conservation.
There's some of our pulling up. For, I know our listeners can't really see it, but for us, we're just pulling up some of the art.
The colors.
Oh, nice. Those are vibrant colors. That's a great.
She's also she's one of our MPA volunteers, but I actually got introduced to her because she also is a docent at the park. She had showed there for a while. And
The elephant seals?
With elephant seals. And I think she's a California naturalist as well. So, you know, she's using her art and her voice and her time to really engage in the thing that we all appreciate, which is conservation, and then partnering to help raise money for it.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely see the inspiration. She does a great job with her work on colors. With,
yeah.
With, you know, with light, I mean, with watercolors, which is kind of tough to do. And
Yeah, I saw colors in that I didn't realize existed.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And the show, while it launches on April 4th, you know, a couple weeks before the Bird Fest, it'll go through Labor Day with us open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Labor Day. Labor Day's in September?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the end of summer,
okay,
basically.
So, or I'll be up for
or,
the summer.
As some of us would say, the beginning of summer.
That's what I say. Summer Day starts at Labor Day on the coast. Yeah.
We'll do that because that's really the busiest time. Basically, we try to have the office open on Saturdays, you know, somewhere between 11 and 3 because, you know, people are walking around and I've had so many people say, well, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And we do have an advocate store. So we have lots of really nice environmental gifts,
cute little stuff,
all kinds of stuff. So that also helps support the mission. So I encourage you to stop by and get some of your eco-conscious, sustainable goods for your next gift.
Nice. You should think about selling aloe pellets.
I know. Right?
Maybe a new job for you, Seamus.
Possibilities.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, last year, Selah Vic, or this lady Vic, she came in with her husband, and her husband was like, check out this art my wife does. And we became friends, and now she's involved with the Bird Fest.
Oh, cool.
And, I mean, wait till you see these sticker packet things that she drew on all the birds that inspired her about Point Reyes, and that she's not only selling online, but also giving to us to sell with no cost in between. So here's an artist who can do it in a different way, who has the option of she will be selling them online because it'll broader reach, and then donating. And so we're just so excited. You just never know who you're going to meet and who's jazzed about Point Reyes. And maybe they don't live here, but they feel a connection here like we all do. And it's a reminder that this is for everybody. We have a national park here. And while we have a lot of local Marin owned open space and protected areas, the park is a huge draw for so many people. And it's great when we can all come together for the benefit of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So is that a newer thing to have your EACB open on Saturdays for the public to come in?
When we opened this larger space,
okay.
Yes. And we used to do kind of these really intensive educational exhibits, which were awesome, but they took a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And when we had a leadership change, I was like, well, let's just put art here. Let's get people to know about some artists. You know, like last year was Casey McKinney and Enrique Aguirre, and they were great. You know, like Casey grew up here. Enrique is a famous photographer. We still have some of his stuff in the office. And then we always have a couple Carlos Paradas up, of course, because legend. So, you know, it's just a great way to, like, have stuff on the wall, have stuff people to get to know other people. And it just seems like a win-win. I mean, art and conservation is such a beautiful story.
That's a great way. I love how you guys, you know, pair with artists. I mean, even the shirts that you and Liz are both wearing right now, you know, like, they're both fantastic. Excited. Are this year's shirts out?
This year's shirts are out.
Is that last year's, Liz?
The year before.
Yeah,
so that's
We've been bird festing a long time.
We have.
Yeah. So the, you know, this is the 17th year of the Point Reyes Birding and Nature Festival. It was started by our board as a fundraiser, and it's grown since then, and now it's staff primarily directed with a committee. And, you know, many hands makes light work. And but the shirts themselves have always had a Keith Hansen element bird, no matter what. Sometimes it's the main focus as we've, you know, gotten broadened out. Every year it's different. Some artist helps us. So
what do you mean, Keith Hansen element bird?
Yeah, like, so yeah, see on Liz's shirt, like, his shorebirds are on there. But, like, the design, the other part of the design was made by someone else, which was actually staff that year. And then this year's is done by Rebecca Dawson. And it's circular, kind of has feathers around it. And it's mostly a white image with a couple of
Keith's
images. Yeah, so it's always nice because they're works of art in their own right. And they're available on the website.
You said shirt's delicate?
The design.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm wearing. It's pretty bold from a couple years ago. And this new one for this year is very delicate.
Well, they're
also different artists, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
Different vibe.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, who was at what years, you know? Because Liz and I have been doing it for, I think it was 14 years. We've been kind of with it as well. And so we have, like, a whole collection of shirts.
Like,
we didn't got to put them all together and, like, on display.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's another way that you can support. Again, even if you can't come, you know, it's 55 years members of EAC, so we are raising $55,000 for the anniversary through the Bird Fest, and we're 78% to the goal. So we only have about $12,000 left to raise. So whether you can come or not, it's a great way to make that gap close. So you can also donate as well. And again, information's at pointraisebirdingfestival.com.
Nice.
Perfect timing.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Westmoreland Naturalist Hour here on KWMR. We are talking with Jessica Taylor. Upcoming, remind me, 22nd to the 24th of April?
24th through 26th.
I was going to say that. That was going to be a second guess. So this event coming up, it's going to be very exciting. We got a quick message from Liz here.
I do. Two quick messages, actually. KWMR is underwritten by Quesa Love, a community art project in the spirit of the gift. Quesa Love sends letters of kindness and beauty in times of challenge and change. More online at kajsa.love. And KWMR welcomes local nonprofits to submit a public service announcement to be read on the KWMR airwaves, alerting listeners to upcoming services, needs, and virtual events. The submission form is online at kwmr.org/PSA. That's kwmr.org/PSA.
Sweet. Well, we got a quick song we're going to play called Surfin' Bird, of course. Bird's the word. By the Trash Men. So we'll be back in a second. Stay tuned.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Wild. All right.
Good Monday morning music right there.
Yeah, welcome back. This is the Westmoreland Naturalist Hour on KWMR, 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 San Jerónimo Valley. We are talking to Jessica Taylor about the upcoming Bird Festival, April 24th to the 26th. I am curious. I know we all want to get into the classes that are going to be available.
Mm-hmm. As she pulls out her sheet,
I know.
Irons out the creases.
I'm also curious about the keynote speakers this year.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Well, we encourage everyone to come have a hoot with us with the keynote speakers. It's a great way to jump in and actually meet people. Like I said before, because we're out here in rural West Marin without like a big place where people stay in a big venue. The only chance to come together is at these keynotes. So Friday night we have Megan Walla Murphy, who will be talking about birds and bears and the watershed and how those two
birds and bears.
Yeah. So our Friday is really focused on the Friday Fauna Forum. And so we really try, like I said, it's not just birds.
Yeah.
So there'll be a social hour, basically about an hour and 15 minutes, where we'll have some appetizers and drinks that people can have. And then we kind of put all that down into the side, and everyone goes inside for a program on that. So we're really excited to have that. And she'll be talking about, you know, all the interesting things about bears, you know, like in Marin, you know, and also where, like, beavers and things like that.
Which is more of a hot topic, a regular thing now.
Yeah, well, she's part of the North Bay Bear Collaborative, who will also be at the Sunday event. So if you want to bring your kids to check out stuff on bears, too, they'll be there as well.
Peter Bartow on, actually, to talk about that as well.
Yeah, and the keynotes also do field events. They're already sold out, but she's doing like a tracking birding class down at Lementor on Sunday.
Nice.
I mean, I would always say, even when things are sold out, things can change. So keep your eye on the schedule at pointraisebirdingfestival.org, and also sign up on the wait list, because we could call you. And then on Saturday, we have Peter Kavanagh. He is originally from the UK. Lives up in the Pacific Northwest. He'll be joining us on how birds fly, kind of the mechanics of bird flight. Yeah, very cool. So Saturday's a little bit longer. It's a 2-hour social with a taco dinner, long games, live music, drinks. And then, again, we put that all down, go inside. We provide coffee, tea, and some dessert. But it's just a sitting keynote. So the keynotes are about an hour and 15 minutes or so. Peter will be signing books, because he has 2 books out. And we'll have those available as well. But it's just a fun way to go and, like, meet some people, have a little food, and then hear from a speaker that you might be interested in. So Friday night is $75, and that includes all the drinks and appetizers and things like that. And then, did I say Saturday? I meant Friday. Friday, that's Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is $150, and again, involves dinner and things like that as well. So, again, another great way to support, and it's at the Dance Palace.
I love those events, because they're so cool. Like, having a chance to see everybody and, like, find out where they're coming from, and, like, get a chance to talk to all the other presenters, because it's not just the other attendees, it's also the other instructors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually get a lot of our radio show folks there, because we're like, oh, you're amazing. Like,
yeah. It's great networking.
We'll be scheduling for the rest of this year after BirdFest.
Yeah, it's a great, I mean, the whole festival is a great networking thing. Yeah. You know, most of the field events, you know, are, you know, anywhere from 10 to 16 people with a guide and a field volunteer. So they're relatively small, intimate groups where people make connections. But then at these larger gatherings, it's a good time to network or to see old friends or meet some new ones. I highly encourage it. And, you know, the social, weather permitting, is always outside. So it's like keeps in that vein of, you know, we're all hardy folk and enjoying the outdoors. And then the actual keynote is inside. It's a great way to come.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And what time are those again?
So the keynotes are Friday, Saturday, and they both start at 4:00. I was like about to say four. I've changed it this year, so I'm like, and actually it's sitting right in front of me. So Friday's 4:00 to 6:30, and Saturday is 4:00 to 7:30.
Nice. And there's still tickets available
Both of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep,
okay.
There sure is.
And speaking about, and I know I'm spending too much time on it, but like you said, some events sell out right away. Like, what are the ones that sell out like?
Well, like I said, the 2-hour classes always sell out within 10 minutes. And, you know, this is what I tell people is it's having done this now for 10 years, it's always like fun to see, because you think, oh, that one's going to sell out. And then it doesn't. But like other ones do. Like last year, Allison's sold out like almost immediately. Mm-hmm. Right. Because it was new and people were doing that. But let's see. What are Keith Hansen's? So Keith Hansen and David Winfheimer, who is a board member of ours and is a co-founder of the festival. Him and Keith have been leading this event that has been happening since the the festival started, which is called Birding on the Pacific Plate or the Continental Plate. And it's a friendly competition between birders. It's really for more intermediate, advanced birders because it's very fast-paced. They're trying to see how – it's kind of like a big birding day, and they try to see as many birds as possible. Then they meet up at Five Brooks, have lunch together, and discuss their findings.
And so, who won.
Yes, and who won. And very friendly, though, but, like, Keith sold out almost immediately. I think David's – might have one spot left.
Which day is that?
Saturday. Saturday, yeah. Allison, the artist, is also doing a painting class, and hers sold out. So let's see what else has sold out. Surprising. So while the Birding Festival really highlights Marin, and most of the events are in Marin, we do have events that are in Sonoma.
Cool.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, Springwater and Shorebirds of Bodega Bay with Lisa Hug. She, you know, she's a very popular birder. She does birding around here, too, but she's been doing this one up there. People really love that one.
Which part? Which area?
Around, like, different places, but so it's she can eventually end up, I think, in Doran Park, but they don't always go there because they have so much good birding.
We
also on Saturday have two great people. It's called what is their company called? Like I'm Birding, and it's a couple, Teresa and Miles Tufley. They're great. That one has openings birding by ear at Sonoma County River Front Regional Park.
That's a really pretty park.
That's 8:30 to 11:30. So that one's really fun, too. But, like, Dave Schufer, formerly of Point Blue, his is sold out. There's a lot of things sold out.
Is there any other places, like, outside of Sonoma or Marin County?
Occasionally there is. Yeah. We've had things at Mount Diablo. We've had things at the Cal Academy. I'm trying to think of some other places but mostly San Francisco and South Bay. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, honestly,
you know what? Like Cullinan Ranch and the 37, that birding over there would be a really great one to
for next year.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's always like
who wants to lead it?
And bandwidth, totally. Honestly. Yeah, like, totally. You know, this is one aspect of the position I'm in. And I would love if it was a full-time job because it gets me jazzed. Like, yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than working with people who are committed to conservation and want to teach people about it. But, like, you know, like, absolute legend, Michael Ellis. You know, he's on the bill again this year, and his has sold out now. But, like, I've been working with some of these people since I was 21 years old, you know, like when I moved here, and here we are now. And it's just, it's amazing. And some of these folks are retiring. And so it's always great to get new folks in. So if you're listening and you're interested in teaching and you have experience, again, you can reach out to me at pointraisebirdingandnaturefestival.org or events@eacmarin.org. We're always looking for new folks to come out and teach. Yeah, so it's great. So what's online and how to figure out about tickets is when you go to the website, there are headings at the top, and one of them is a drop down for the schedule and events. And so on the schedule and events page, there is what we call the schedule at a glance. So that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday page that gives you super high level. The events are numbered. So 1 through 59 makes it really easy for you to know which one you're talking about if you have questions or if you're looking for the full description. The full description, there's a green button on that page that'll take you to a Google document where you can get the full details so you can go, oh, yeah, that is something I'm interested in taking.
Cool.
And that's really where you start is to see that. And so I will say this. The things that are still open does not mean that these are not great classes. Mm-hmm. I just want to reiterate that. You have to remember, we've been doing this for 17 years. So, and I will tell you, some of the same people come every year. Mm-hmm. I have a couple that comes and celebrates their anniversary through this event.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of these people are like moving around, taking new things. And you can, like I said, you can really only kind of take one a day. So things fill up, but what's left, there's a lot of really great things here. So
actually, it looks like we have two spots left on our, are they still left on the paddling ship?
If it says that they are, then yes.
tell our listeners about your paddling trip.
So we are partnering with the Alliance for Felix Cove, Teresa Harlan, and All Hands Ecology. So we'll be going from a place on Tomales Bay and paddling over to Felix Cove which is also known as Laird's Landing on the maps, but we all call it Felix Cove. It's where Teresa's family lived until not ancient history. It's relatively recently. And so, and she'll be sharing, you know, some of her family's story. And there's usually an ancestors component workshop to that. And yeah, we're going early.
That one's an early trip for sure.
Yeah, it's 8 to noon, I think, because of tides.
Yeah, and beautiful, though. Like,
beautiful time of day, too. Yeah, yeah, I'm stoked to have an earlier trip.
We also have Sky Road Webb on Sunday. His event now currently is sold out. But again, like I said, sometimes these will free up. You know, people can get a refund until April 4th. So sometimes people are like, oh, I can't go. So don't think something isn't. Get on the wait list. Again, in that drop down, there is a thing. Add me to the wait list. Mm-hmm. So you can pick some classes if they if you aren't there. And I will have some volunteer opportunities.
I'm hoping
this week to get out the volunteer request. So we're signing up some of the people that the guides have already picked. And then we'll have each field event gets a field volunteer who takes care of the administration of the event, so the guide can do what they do best, which is lead the trip. And that
you mean guides don't love admin?
Yeah, well, some of them do, like you, Liz. So that includes like checking people in and signing a group liability waiver and taking some photos and returning that and picking up the volunteer packet. So there is some requirements, but you get to go on the event for free. So that's a way to get involved without having to pay any money. And also, if you are having a hardship or something like that, too, I'm also open to giving away tickets, especially for youth, educators, and elders. Those are kind of my priorities there. So you can also call us there at 415-663-9312. You would want to talk to me, because I am the Hawkeye for that. But yeah, those are options as well for getting involved in the festival.
I love it. And there's still some really great classes in here. I'm just kind of like scanning through like what's still available.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sharon Barnett was on not too long ago with us, you know, and she's
also
actually,
legend.
Yeah, yeah. Totally,
legend.
Absolutely. Looks like she is on that day on Sunday. It is the amphibian and avian amble. So
Campbell.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's over the hill over in, the Novato area.
Oh, she's going
to
her
toad spot.
She's going to the toad spot.
Yeah. What day is that?
That's on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's definitely spots still on that there.
I also see Discovering Coastal Prairies with that's going to be with Katie Kloon, who's also been on with us, as well as Julia Barkley and Brian Peterson. Sorry, my text is very small on this thing. So
yeah, and that's down at Marty Griffin, down at the old, they're All Hands Ecology now. Some of you may be more familiar with Audubon, but they have changed their name there. But they do a great hike. It's a little more intensive, but they talk about fire and how it's shaped the landscape and how they continue to use it to care for the land that they're currently on. It's actually very intriguing. I also will say, like, again, remember how I said it's not always burning? Well, like that one I just said,
totally.
Right? But there's some great ones on Sunday that I'd like to point out. One is called Wilderness First Aid Essentials and CPR, yep, with Ken Johnson, which you guys have participated with him. So if you're wanting to learn a new skill, this is a great way to do that. So we have that fun event as well.
Oh, wow. CPR mm-hmm. saves lives, folks.
Totally. Yeah, and then Writing in Place, an immersive nature totally. Experience at Drake's Estero with the legend Claire Peasley, mm-hmm. who is so amazing.
Yeah.
If you like writing and you're wanting to just be immersed in that and being led through that, that's
she's
awesome.
Incredible.
She's absolutely
yeah.
incredible.
She is. So we're very excited to have her. Jerry Coe, he's a ranger over the hill for state parks. He's doing a walk in Oak Woodlands, searching for life through sight, sound, and scat with Jerry. So that's a great, those are all Sunday ones mm-hmm. there. So again, you can be over the hill or out here to participate in some of these. Let's see. There's also Miss Casey McKinney, you know, local. She lives up north now, but she's down here quite often with her family. She is doing a excellent one that was so great last year called Point Reyes Bird Observation and Drawing at Mesa Refuge. Mm. Our partners there, that beautiful space. That is really a once-in-a-lifetime to be able to go and spend a day there. It's a beautiful facility overlooking the Giacomini Wetlands. And Casey will do some birding out in the wetlands, and then you'll do some art. And you don't have to be – you could be a beginner. You know, you could be at any level, and she'll be able to teach you something. So I highly recommend that. The Wild Medicine of Point Reyes Herb Walk and Spring Salve Making with Allison Wood here, our local.
Where does that take place?
It starts here at her place and by the Cowgirl Creamery, and then she always goes out and picks a spot based on what's happening. You know, sometimes you have to do it that way, mm-hmm. and then they come back to the office and make the salve.
Oh, well,
there,
cool.
So they get like a skill set as well. There.
Two more spots left on the Wild Photography and Tips with Sarah.
There's
Gerlingos.
Actually one. Someone one. Did get one there. So mm-hmm. there's one. So if you're looking for photography, there is one. That one's a very early one, 6:30 right. to 10:30. But with the legend Sarah Killingsworth as well, she'll take you out to Abbott's Lagoon and teach you some photography tips. And also, let's see here. Oh, actually, Enrique is sold out. Yeah. But again, there's all kinds of things. If you want to just look at raptors, which I'm sure he'll look at any birds, but the Point Reyes Raptor Ramble with Step Wilson is also there on Friday. And, I mean, there's just – if you're
there's
beginning
– 59 events
yeah,
to
if,
choose
if
from.
You are beginning birding and you're like, I don't know what to do, or I have kids, and I'm like, help me figure this out, Jericho's leading on Saturday a beginning birding. We do one of those events because primarily it feels like a lot of people that come to our particular event – maybe because we're not as close to a city or something, are already birders. But we have a few people on that. But there's lots of space on that. So if you want to get on these, you know, check out the festival website at pointreyesbirdingfestival.org.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, so there's, in terms of getting involved, there is the volunteering for the outings, right? Mm-hmm. Are people able to, like, volunteer for, like, the Kids Day or some of the other events that are not based on, like, the, you know, the field mm-hmm. excursions?
Yes, there's like five kind of volunteer opportunities. One is being on the committee. So we always need people, whether they're helping us secure in-kind gifts or new guides or various projects. That's a way you can get involved. The committee's full for this year, but if you'd like to be interested in the 2027 year.
We start at Christmas.
Yeah, we basically, BirdFest seems to never end. Yeah. So yes, we could use your support and expertise. And then there is the field volunteer positions, mm-hmm. and then there's keynotes. We need a handful of people to help with the keynotes. And then we also have the Sunday Family Fun Day. Yeah. So we need a handful of people there. Most people are running their own booths. It's mostly like set up and breakdown and other spots just to like fill in gaps. And all that will be on the website. I'm going to go ahead and just apologize right this second. It's not there. Just telling you right now, it's not on there yet, but this week it's supposed to be on there. So, and we'll be sending out some e-blasts as well to let people know that the volunteer spots are now open. So if you're not on the EAC newsletter, you can go to eacmarin.org. Under About Us, you can sign up for our newsletter or just scroll to the bottom of any page and it says add me to the newsletter.
Awesome.
And always donate if you can.
Well, thank you so much. Yes. Donations.
There's also a donate button.
Are tax deductible. They can be cash, check, and you can always consider gifts of stock, donor advised funds, or through your IRA, which have all kinds of benefits through giving through those ways. Now, I will say sponsorship, again, we're still got a $12,000 gap there. And again, if you give through a donor advised fund or whatever, you know, it has some limitations on benefits that you can receive. But otherwise, it's all greatly appreciated and tax deductible minus any benefits.
Nice.
And specifically, you need $400 for owl pellets.
Right. And that it would be, I mean, that
or
would.
Or someone just has 100 owl pellets sitting in their backyard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm like, well, the nice thing about buying them through a company is they've been
sanitized.
So that's the key thing is like.
Please don't drop off owl pellets from your backyard at the AC's office.
Yeah. And also, if you're going to mess with them, please wear gloves and a mask because
Avian flu.
Yeah. This is not something you shouldn't. necessarily.
Are they still dissecting, you know, owl pellets then with avian flu? Are they thinking about that?
You know, I haven't heard anything, but I would not recommend it. Again, yeah, these are sanitized
they bake
ones.
I think we literally.
Yeah,
I think
they bake the owl pellets.
I'm having deja vu. We did this last year.
Yeah. Well, I know Seamus loves the owl pellets. Yeah. No,
That's known. That's known. But I remember being fascinated last year when we were working the booth. I'm like, oh, these get baked.
Yeah.
They bake the owl pellets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that fascinating. I don't know.
Yeah, so
that's
again,
no way to sanitize anything. You just bake it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Keep curiosity alive. You can donate, and we can get those owl pellets out to these kids, which is one of the highlights of the festival. And I agree
for
with
some.
Do you know how many people typically attend the festival?
That was a question I had earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. It's between, if you count like volunteers and everything, I would say it's between 500 and 600 people.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for everything you
and
do.
I would also say, I would say at least a third of those are within the North Bay to the greater San Francisco Bay Area. So the same people that are coming, you know, this is their backyard, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. But, yeah, it's a and it's all, you know, permitted. It, you know, we get permits to be able to do things like this. I think a lot of people don't realize when you have, you know, paid events across the park and stuff that you have to have a permit. So make sure you're supporting all your parks and stuff when you do that and go through the proper channels.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, limiting the size of the groups, you know, just for a better experience. But also there is caps on like group size on trails and things like that. Yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to this year. I know we're all going to be involved. So,
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to have you involved. It's always exciting to come on and talk about it. You know, this community is so rich in how it supports things. So I feel so honored to be a part of the legacy of this community for about 26 years. This is just another part that, you know, I've been happy through the work that I do that I've been able to help raise millions of dollars to support are what makes this place so special. So thanks so much to everybody out there who is making conservation and protection happen while also being able to enjoy what we are saving as
Absolutely.
Well in a responsible way and with people that are able to tell their story, specifically like Coast Miwok, who are telling their own story, not us telling that story, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we should go out on a song. Let's go out on one by my Moon Tricks called Home, because
it's our hometown festival.
Our hometown festival.
Sure. And it's a good song. Well, thanks so much, Jessica.
Thanks so much, Jess. You guys.
All right. We'll see you all in a few weeks.